gentlemen, we present the All-Weather Goon Show.
And tonight we bring you the story of The Stolen Postman. The scene, a self-contained, unfurnished radio set.
And here is the news. The birthday celebrations of the Sultan of Dirtistan have had to be postponed as he's been unable to find a volunteer to act as a guest victim in the annual exploding ceremony. And now, scene two. A self-contained, unfurnished sewer under the Euston Road.
Moriarty! Come on in, the water's fine.
Yes, but you're not. I'm not getting in there getting myself wet with water.
Well, there's a first time for everybody, Moriarty.
No! Not that dreaded water.
Shut up, you fool!
Again, now.
You almost out in a confined space. You realize one more hour and the whole place will go up in flames? Help me on with my clean newspaper, please.
Good night. There's somebody at the manhole cover.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pestman.
Good morning. A registered boot for you. Sign of the dotted sock, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Pestman. Here's a little something for yourself.
Just what I've always wanted, my own bullet.
Now let's have a look what's in this registered boot. Good heavens, Moriarty, a registered foot.
What's it say, Gritpipe?
It's from our landlord. Dear sirs, owing to complaints from the tenants of the other sewers about your singing and owing after 11 o'clock, I do hereby give you notice to quit.
Or if you like it,
Like we've been given the registered boot. Kicked out, sewerless. Without a street over our heads. There's nothing but the water we stand up in.
Gritpipe. You're not listening. You're not listening, Gritpipe. You're not listening.
I'm sorry. I was just reading this advertisement on the back page of my suit. Listen here. Wanted man for exploding. £1,000 offered for a genuine Charlie in good condition. Apply the Sultan of Dirtistan.
£4,000! Gritpipe, with that, we could build our own sewer!
Exactly. Moriarty, I have an idea. Follow me.
And here is the news. Early this morning, two masked men broke into the GPO and stole postman Neddy Seagoon. Police believe Seagoon was rendered unconscious by a blow from a weighted banana, a photograph of which was found nearby. And now, scene three, a self-contained, unfurnished idiot.
Oh, my head. What?
It's my microphone.
Thank you. Hello, calling folks through the microphone, folks. What's happened, folks? Where are my folks?
All right, Neddy, drop that speaking trumpet. My name, sir, is Hercules Gritpipe Finn, and the teeth resting in this glass of stale beer belong to none other than Count Jim Ping, Moriarty. Ace knee slapper, and king of Pong.
Ow, ow, ow.
Did you hear that, Seagoon? Once again, Moriarty.
Ow, ow.
Oh, melody divine.
Ace slapper.
What's going on?
My dear postman, pull up a floorboard and I'll tell you a likely story. Because of your excellent service in the parcel smashing department, you are being promoted to corporal postman and sent to a better job.
What? You mean I'm going to be posted?
Yes, registered, of course.
Oh, happy day! Huzzah! Huzzah! Huzzah!
Moriarty, get a floor cloth and mop up those huzzahs, would you? Neddy, stand to attention now and close your eyes.
Right.
Moriarty, get that pad of cotton wool and soak it in chloroform.
All right. Now what?
Now hit him with this iron bar. Splendid. Now the brown paper and string.
Oh, that brown paper I love.
And to keep Seagun unconscious, get Max Haircut Gildray to strum his elastic plastic luigi.
Stolen Postman, Part 2. The scene, a small post office in East Penge.
10, 11, 12 words. That'll be 1 9, please. Thank you. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, too. Thank you.
Ah, good morning, sir.
Good morning, my name I. I want to send this parcel by registered post.
Right, sir.
The post register.
Ah. 22 stones, sir, I'm afraid. That is going to cost you an extra tuppence.
Take it, Adam. Take it out of my post office account.
Could I have your book, sir? Thank you.
Yeah.
Just forge your name along this finger here, would you?
There you go. Good day. And how?
And a good how to you, sir. Oh, dear, dear. He's left his steam behind. Oh, yes. Ah, well. Min, stamp this parcel registered while I go and change the elephant's hat.
Okay. Right there, buddy. Now, where's that modern rhythm rubber type stamp?
Henry! Henry!
What is it?
Henry!
What is it?
The parcel, Henry. The parcel spoke to me.
What?
The parcel spoke to me, Henry.
You've been at the spirit come again.
Hey, friend. It spoke again in parcel language.
What did it say?
It said, Henry.
It said, Henry, that it wasn't speaking to you. It was speaking to...
Henry! it up.
The castle's moving.
Oh, hit it, Henry, with that mighty club of yours. Oh!
Got it. Now let us see what it is.
Open it up, Henry. Save the paper for lunch. Oh, look. Look what's inside. It's a postman's uniform. Ow.
Yes. Let's see what's inside it. It's a man in long underwear. Explain yourself, sir.
Look here, I'm Postman Seagull.
What? No, the man who was stolen from the GTO.
Stolen? Then I must hand myself in. How do I get to the nearest police station?
By walking.
Isn't there a quicker way?
Running, you think?
Thank you.
Hello? Inspector Wardrobe here. What? Oh, yes, bring him in.
This is him, Jim. This is him, Jim.
Inspector,
yes?
I want to report a robbery.
What's been stolen?
Me. You see, I'm Postman Seagull.
You can't be. Seagull's missing.
Well, I'm missing.
Nonsense, you're here.
Hey, Jim, you're here. You're...
Shut up, Constable C. Major Cole.
Ying tonging like Finch. Look, here. I can prove I'm Eddie Seagull. Look, here's a photograph of myself.
Oh, yes, but you're facing the other way.
No. That's the back of the photograph. Turn it over.
Oh, yes. This is a photograph of a woodshed. Where are you?
I'm in the woodshed.
I always said there was something nasty in the woodshed.
Come out. There's one way to find out who you are. Constable, look inside his underwear.
Yes, sir. Let me see now. The label on this underwear says hand knit. Hand knit.
So, Mr. Knit, you're trying to present your Seagull.
But I am a Seagull.
Then you're wearing stolen underwear.
Constable Spriggs here. Are you there? Because I am here.
I wish to report the whereabouts of the missing postman Seagoon. He is at present on board the steamship Venus at Tilbury Dicks.
You mean from Tilbury Docks?
What? He's an imposter! I'll expose him, I tell you, I'll expose him!
Seagoon proceeded to the docks hot foot. A common complaint in the Seagoon family. And now, if listeners will lag their hornpipes, they will be able to hear him ascending the gangplank of the steamship Venus.
Ahoy! Ahoy! Anyone on board?
Ahoy!
Now, then, what's all this? You! Critpipe, sing!
Have we met?
Of course, I'm Eddie Seagoon.
Several Seagoon's inside that crate.
What? This crate marked human sacrifice for exploding ceremony?
Yes. If you don't believe me, step inside and see for yourself.
I will. There you are, see? There's not any secret here.
There is now. Well done, Moriarty.
I've done nothing.
Have you oiled yourself recently?
Well, there shouldn't have been oil.
Now, have you stoked up the boilers?
Oui, oui, mon ami.
Is the steam pressure up?
Oui, oui, mon ami.
Sprint it then, grab those oars and row, man.
Now, row, buddy, row.
Hold of the steamship Tragic Venus, folks. Trapped inside a crate, on my way to be exploded. Ha 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 ha! I must find a way out of this crate. I will ask somebody. Excuse me.
Hello. Don't stop, folks. It's good for my ego.
Man, Dan Eccles.
Oh, hi-ho.
What are you doing here?
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Well, put your tongue out and let me see. Emigrating.
That's it, yeah. I'm emigrating. My tongue's emigrating. On account of my job.
Why, what are you?
I'm an idiot. Anybody want to join?
Yeah, a professional idiot. Then why are you leaving England?
Too much competition. What are you doing, Nuddy?
I'm going out to be exploded.
Oh, that sounds a nice job. You've been doing it long?
No.
Well, there's always a first time for everybody.
Listen, I've got to get out of this crate.
Well, how did you get in?
I was nailed in.
Well, nail yourself out again.
I know. I'll dig myself out. Have you got a shovel?
I think I got one somewhere.
Well, find it, man. Empty your pockets.
Okay. Nope, must be in my other suit.
Never mind, here. Inflate this pneumatic drill.
Right.
Quickly, Seagoon dug a hole in the floor of the crate and tunneled down through the bottom of the ship.
Get it. It's damp down this tunnel. No echoes.
Yep.
To cover my escape, hold up this leather map of Ray Ellington. Goodbye.
Wait for me.
Yes. I put it on my top hat. Tying up my white tie. Brushing off my tail. Yes. I dutin' up my shirt front. I put it on my shirt studs. Polishing my nails. I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply rings with class. And I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas. For I'll be there, putting on my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tail. Tying up my white tie, brushing up my tail. Tying up my white tie, brushing up my tail. I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply reeks with color. I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas. On the gas. For I'll be there, putting on my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing on my tail. No hands, no teeth, no hair, just top hat, white tie.
And now, The Stolen Postman, Part 3. The burning desert of Dirty Stan. And the residence of the British military attaché.
Oh, never again, never again. Cenopod and gunpowder soup, I must have been mad, you know. Now, where was I now? Oh, yes. Dear Lord Plunger, I enclose a snapshot which I accidentally took while passing the window of your seventh floor flat. I never realized you and Mrs. Fitzherbert were such close friends. As you are an art collector, perhaps you would like to buy the negative of this naughty photo. P.S. If you go to the police about this letter, I didn't write it, and I don't live here. Oh! Who is it?
It's me. Can I see you?
I don't know. Can you see me?
No.
Thank heaven for that. Oh, a man in postman's underwear.
Major,
I wish to obtain a passage to England, sir.
Well, you won't find one here. This passage only goes to the front door, I think.
Peters, foiled by a short passage. And long I've lost. What about an aeroplane?
No, thanks. I'm trying to give them up, you know.
You don't understand, Major. Two men have stolen me, and they're going to have me blown up.
If they blow you up anymore, you're burst.
But I must escape. You must help me escape.
Steady, lad, steady. Sit down and light yourself a tree.
No, thanks. I'm trying to cut them down. I'm in condition tonight.
I've got a right one here, you know. Now, Neddy, you'll never escape from Dirtistan dressed in English underwear. We'll disguise you as a man disguised as a woman. Now, put on these women's clothes while I go outside and keep watch through the keyhole. Now, you go.
Oh, hardly a disguise myself. When I noticed a large crate labeled Dancing Girl this way up, use no hooks. Oh, hooks! A dancing girl! Excuse me while I step in the crate and introduce myself. Funny. I can't see it.
Ah, there's another one. Singes, take this round to the Sultan. Usual price, and don't forget cash on the nail.
All right, sir.
Tell the Sultan no pay, no play.
All right, I do.
Scene 28. The Sultan's Palace. And if listeners will look eastwards through a melted sock, they will hear the Sultan calling for his ferocious captain of the guard.
You don't have to shout. I'm not deaf.
Open this crate.
Not another dancing girl, dear. You haven't touched the old ones yet.
Never mind. Me saving them up for birthday party.
Oh.
You lock this girl in harem for the night.
Oh, all right.
Oh, what a tragedy. Locked in a darkened harem full of dancing girls. Oh, what a thing.
A thing of beauty is a joy forever.
Eccles.
Yep.
Is that you?
Just a minute, I'll strike a match. Yep, it's me.
How did you become a dancing girl?
I took lessons.
Oh, Hawks, this is terrible. I must find the exit. I'll grope about in the darkness. And what's this? Must be one of the dancing girls. Just a minute, I'll make sure.
Don't do that. Harm can come to a young boy's girl like that.
Oh. Hello. Hello, Bottle.
Hi there, girl.
Hello, Bottle.
Hi there, girl.
What are you... This is a silly question. But what are you doing in a harem?
I came to see if anyone wanted a bubba job doing.
Oh, you're a good turn for the day.
Yes, I thought I could help an old sultan across the harem.
Quiet, you spotted lad.
Matt.
Something's coming.
There he is, Moriarty. All right, now let's take him to the Sultan.
You villains! You can't explode me! I'll...
Back, Neddy. Hands up.
But you haven't got a gun.
No, but I'm thinking of one.
Well, I'm thinking of ringing the police. Eccles, take your telephone. Hello, police, I want to report a man.
Neddy, put down that telephone that Eccles is thinking of.
I refuse.
Then I'm thinking of shooting you.
Well, I'm thinking of the bullet missing me and hitting Blue Bottle.
You had it,
funny. Wow. Moriarty, what are you thinking of?
It's the way you say it, folks.
You filthy swine. Wow. Go and get Seagull.
I warn you, Moriarty, I'm thinking of the canal right in front of you.
Here, Colin in the water.
tricky, but we've finally got it in.
Now, you devil, I'm thinking of a pistol.
And I'm thinking of a grenade.
Good luck, lad.
I'm thinking of a machine gun.
And I'm thinking of a cannon.
I'm thinking of a bomb.
And I'm thinking of an atom bomb.
The moral of this is, of course, beware of thinking, because thinking is all in the mind, you know. That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe and Spike Milligan, with the Rainer Quartet, Max Geldre, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Larry Stevens, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Roy Spear.